So, Martin McHugh, we're looking ahead to the big game this weekend, which, of course, is the All-Ireland semi-final involving Gweedore as they take on the mighty Corrifan, the holders of the All-Ireland senior club title. What sort of performance is it going to take for Gweedore if they're to pull off a win on Saturday?
Yeah, well, you would have to say it's going to take probably their best performance of this year to date. But the one thing we do know, Oisin, is that they're very capable of doing that. They've had good preparation for the match. It's not easy, you know, from the length of time from the Ulster Club final that you have till the All-Ireland semi-final. And that's something I think the GAA are going to sort out by having it all in the one calendar year, which has been fair to clubs and to counties doing that. But I think that, you know, they went over to England, London, and played London and beat them by a point, as far as I know. They played a challenge game in Dublin against St Bridges and won it really well. And we know the day they played Donegal under-20s and had a good victory that day as well, and with all the preparation. So look at their preparations has been good. We know the talent of player they have all over the pitch. So yeah, you have to say, you know, everything's good. I know Corrifan were played Galway in a challenge game as well, and that there, and they're, people say they're more experienced, Oisin, and that's understandable enough. But sometimes you may be better coming in the other way.
Yeah, because these young players of Gweedore have shown that there's no fear within the group when they step up to the big stage and the big matches, and we've seen that throughout Ulster, and we've seen it as well in the Donegal Championship, particularly in the closing stages in the final, Martin.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And the other thing about them is they're winners. They you know, they're not used to getting beat, and that's a great situation to have with them. And you know, the young players that they have, and then even the experience that them young lads have got at intercounty level, and with the club winning the Ulster Under 21 Club Championship as well, that experience they have, put then throw in the experienced lads into it. You know, and you know, this is a very, very strong club team. And you know, lucky enough, other than Kieran Gillespie, who is a big loss to them, maybe a loss to Donegal, no more so than to Gweedore, and he is a big loss. Other than that, they're lucky enough they've come through the Ulster Championship, the Donegal Championship, the Ulster Championship, and you know, without picking up any injuries, and that's good. So yeah, look, they'll be looking forward to it. It's a great occasion for them as a club, and it's a great occasion for the county. You know, when did we ever think that we'd see a Donegal team in an All-Ireland semi-final?
Yeah, I suppose one of the most impressive things about Gweedore this year have been when they had to change their game plan, when they had to alter what they were doing. They were quite comfortable in doing it during matches, and they had to do that at times as well against Scotstown in the Ulster final, Martin.
You know, when you come up against a team that's probably figuring out, because we're from Donegal, it's automatically thought all over the country that we're going to play defensive football. Gweedore are very, very good at it. They have a very, very good system in place, very well coached. They know what they're about. They're very good on the break because they've got a lot of pace, as we know about their team, even in bad conditions. Even that day against Scotland, the way they were able to break and the Cross McGlenn game. So from that point of view, you know, you feel number one is, you know, they're well used. The pitch will suit Gweedore. I think Corrifan like a big pitch like they did in Croke Park last year. They like that. So I think this pitch, you know, will suit Gweedore because they can mix it with physical strength, and then they have the fast boys, as they say, the pace on the wings and that there to get there. So yeah, from that point of view, and I mean, they've a lot of quality. You know, this is a team, when we look at them and you take a look at them, there's no weakness in this team. All round, this is a very strong team with good players as well to come off the bench.
Let's talk about Corrifan. Can they surprise us in any sort of way? We know what Corrifan have done in recent years. They've won All-Ireland titles, they've got numerous Connacht titles, they've got numerous Galway titles. We know what they're about. Is there anything in their artillery that can spring a surprise in Carrick and Shannon on Saturday?
Oh, well, look at their experience is number one, as you said there, Oisin. That's the first thing. You know, it's just looking at their record there. They have three All-Ireland clubs won, you know, in recent years. They have 9 Connacht championships won, and they have 20 Galway championships won. I mean, that's what they're up against. That's what Gweedore are facing, you know. They have a lot of experience. They're well used to this. But in the Connacht final against Ballintubber, they needed goals to win the match, because Ballintubber went fairly defensive against them, and they came out of the blocks well. Ballintubber went 4-1 up, and they were Gweedore, or Corrifan, sorry, needed a goal to get, you know, so it's important that Gweedore don't concede goals. But look at, they have quality all over the field. You know, we see how well Liam Sulk's playing with Galway and UCD. We see, you know, you look at the other players, Gary Sykes, we know all about him. We know that Ian Burke was an All-Star of the Year, was Galway's best player during the year. You know, his quality inside, you know, was good. His movement for an inside forward is great. You know, the two Farahar brothers, which caused a lot of problems. So they've steed in the middle of the field along with Dahi Burke, the hurler. So look at, there's a lot of quality all over. And then we, they have the, Kevin Molloy as well, the wing back there, who comes forward from wing back as well. I was watching him in a Sigerson game there recently, who'll get forward as well. So look at, it's two, I think, very even, balanced teams, Oisin, going together. And it's just down to, on the day, it could be a refereeing decision or someone else make the difference. And we hopefully that, you know, it comes down on Goodore's side.
And we mentioned it earlier as well about, I suppose, the different factors that Goodore bring to the table. But speaking to a few people coming out of the West, if there is something that Goodore is going to catch Cara Finn on, given that a number of these players at Cara Finn have been around the block for a while, that it could be coming down to pace, Martin, and if that pace is still there, particularly in the closing 10 to 15 minutes.
Pace is going to be a big thing, but let's give credit to Cara Finn. They showed a lot of pace against Nemo last year in the All-Ireland Club Final when they got into Croke Park. They have a lot of pace about them too. So, you know, hopefully the conditions will be good. We'll have a dry ball and a dry day, and you'll end up with, as you said, both teams will show a lot of pace, you know. But I think this is something Cara Finn never came up before. They come up against a team that's going to match them, if not better than them, for pace. That, you know, physical power around the middle of the field, which you do need against this Cara Finn team. And then the battle between Kevin Casty and Kieran Fitzgerald. I heard the two of them as two young lads in 2003 went on an all-star trip to together. So that's a good while ago. But they're, listen, that experience, they'll feel that, you know, Kieran Fitzgerald has that experience to stop Kevin Casty. Goodore will feel that Kevin Casty has that ability to one ball, and I think he has, if they can get quality ball into him. And, you know, he's been a big, big player for Goodore this year.
Another guy we have to mention as well, man of the match in the championship final in Donegal, the same in Ulster, Orm McNeillis. They'll be looking for another big showing from another of their talismen here this weekend, Martin. It's going to tick that, it's going to need that.
Aye, exactly, but we expect that from Orm every day he goes out, you know, not putting pressure on anything else, because we know how good a quality player he is. We even heard the Tipperary manager mention him last weekend after the match. I just think that, you know, we know the quality he has, and he can, this, like, Cara Finn have no player of that quality. Ian Burke definitely has a lot of quality about him, but they have no player with the natural talent and the natural quality that Orm McNeillis has, and then his ability to win his own ball and catch ball in the middle of the field. And yeah, he's going to become a big player. And that midfield battle, you know, it's understandable that Cara Finn will go to roughing it up in that area to put a, they've got two big men in that area, but they wouldn't have the mobility that the likes of, you know, of Orton would have, and that can make a difference, you know. Yeah, and suppose every day you expect a big game from, but his quality, you know, when you're in his shoes, you don't have to worry about it, because you know you have that, when you've got that talent there, it's a lot easier going out in a football field is when you're going out and you just have to work really hard with very little talent. But he's, look at you, as we say before, you pay money in to watch him playing.
Okay, Martin, then time to call it. Who's going to win it on Saturday?
Well, look, I think it's a very close call. I know Cara Finn is favourites, but that's the way Goodore like going into it. There's not no pressure on them going into this match, which is a very good way to go on. And I'll tell you, I think that I don't think Cara Finn will underestimate Goodore, because if they do, they're going to be bothered. I just have a feeling that this is going to be Goodore's year, and they're going to get to an All-Ireland final on Paddy's Day.
And who will they be playing, Martin? Will it be Mullinocta or Dr. Crokes?
Yeah, well, you'd have to think that Mullinocta have achieved what they wanted to achieve in winning the no length, or what achievement for them. And it's going to be very, very hard. You know, it doesn't matter how hard you try to get them back down to earth from that there for their achievements, because they wouldn't have, you know, even the same experience as Goodore would have in their ranks and that there, because they've really won nothing before that. So I think that, look, you have to fancy the Kerry team. And when Kerry team get into an All-Ireland semi-final or final, we always know how hard they are to beat. So I expect it to be a Goodore, Dr. Crokes All-Ireland final.